Ancient Warfare, Sea Peoples Groups Part 2, the Pelasset. Now the Pelasset, the Egyptians referred to as the Pewersti. In the 5th and 8th year of Ramses III's reign, the Pelasset were among the sea people groups that attacked Egypt. The name Pelasset, which has no earlier occurrence in Egyptian sources, was identified with the biblical Philistines by Jean-Francois Champollion, soon after he deciphered the Egyptian hieroglyphics from the Rosetta Stone. Today, the Philistines are generally considered to have been newcomers to the Levant, settling in the towns of Ashdod, Ascalon, Gaza, Elron, and Gath at the time of the Sea People's upheavals. Ramses III fought the Pelasset both on sea and land, and in his battles with the Libyans, the Egyptian army included Pelasset, as well as some Sheridan forces. Ramses III, in the Harris Papyrus, claims to have settled defeated sea peoples in the strongholds bound in his name. This has led some scholars to assume that the settlements of Palestine in Cana took place under Egyptian supervision. This suggests that the Egyptian pharaoh maintained a nominal claim to the land conquered by the Philistines and considered them vassal guardians of the Egyptian frontier, particularly after their settlement in Palestine. The Philistines rose to a position of power in the region due to their military superiority over the local population, because they were iron users. There are lots of military engagements that are found in the Old Testament. And the Philistines did have a law that stated if you were a non-Philistine and you held more than a small handful of iron, you were subject to death, because they were so concerned that the people they were controlling would learn the technique and there'd be more of them than there were Philistines. Now, the theories of origin. There's always been the discussion that they could have come from Greece. They could have come from Crete. They could have come from Illyria, from western Anatolia, and even from lands to the east. Now, based on the various sources, it appears that the Pelasset / Philistines did not reach Palestine directly from their original homes, but came there only after a period of wandering in Asia Minor and the Near East coast. There's a link that the Pelasset to Homeric Palaeologians, which were allies of Troy, who lived in Thrace. The Palaeologians migrated south, overwhelming and fatally damaging the Achaean Greek civilization. Later, they would have sailed to Crete. Odyssey mentions the Palaeologians on Crete. And of course, there are biblical passages, Jeremiah 47, Amos 9, Ezekiel 25 and 26, that refer to the Philistines' origin as the island of Kaphtor, since many scholars, Kaphtor is associated with Crete, and this has led to the Pelasset being accepted as Cretan Greeks in the Late Bronze Age. This is supported by pottery finds on Philistine sites that are closely related in wear, shape, paint, and decorative concepts to examples of LH3C era in Greece and the Aegean Islands. One other piece of striking evidence from the Near East is the typical feather-topped headdresses that recur on human-shaped coffins discovered in several parts of Palestine. The headdresses are actually molded on these clay coffins and are very much like those shown on the Mendat Habu reliefs. Minor individual differences in the decoration of the headband, sometimes they're circles, sometimes they're notches, and then sometimes there are zigzags, which might actually suggest different tribes or clans amongst the Pelasset total group. So it's kind of interesting to see the mix of this and where they come from. Now, the sources for this: Sea Peoples of the Bronze Age, 1400 to 1000 BC, by D'Amato and Silimbetti; The Peoples of the Sea, The Search for the Philistines by Dothan and Dothan. The Philistines and Other Sea Peoples in Text and Archaeology by Killebrew and Lehman. And The Collapse of the Bronze Age, The Story of Greece, Troy, Egypt, and the Peoples of the Sea by Robbins. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment. Check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.